This is JIS News. Coming up, EPOC chair says Jamaica well-placed to complete IMF program next year. Annual JPEX Trade Expo to be held in Montego Bay April 29 to May 1. And NEPA requests feedback on Black River draft carrying capacity report. The details after the break.
JCDC in association with the Chase Fund presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting Deaf Dance Competition. April 5th, 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
Now the news. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Bars, says Jamaica is well-placed to complete the Extended Fund Facility Agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, over the next year. Mr. Bars says despite a few challenges facing the present administration, including meeting the primary surplus targets and pursuing civil service and pension reform, Jamaica must take advantage of the ideal conditions surrounding the price of oil and other international commodities to ensure it meets the IMF's remaining performance targets.
Given the situation with world commodity prices, we really do need to seize the opportunity to make sure that this good fortune that is befalling Jamaica in terms of our improved balance of payments, that we use this opportunity to complete the program successfully. From a hard currency point of view, from an inflation point of view, we couldn't have asked for a better environment to press home the success of this IMF program.
Mr. Bars was speaking at this month's EPOC press briefing on Thursday. The Jamaica Tourist Board, JTB, will focus on securing new businesses from Latin American and Caribbean markets during the 26th staging of the 2016 Jamaica Product Exchange JPEX Trade Expo. Billed the largest tourism trade show in Jamaica, JPEX will be held at the Montego Bay Convention Center between April 29 and May 1. Speaking at the JPEX launch in New Kingston on Tuesday, Director of Tourism at the JTB, Paul Pennycook, said it made sense to target Latin America and the Caribbean due to Jamaica's location. He says increased business from these markets will help to advance the government's agenda of sustainable economic growth.
The emphasis is on growth, growth, growth. And of course, the Jamaica Tourist Board has a very important role to play in that. In order to get that growth, we will be emphasizing work in our traditional markets. But in addition to that, we will be making even more of an effort in some of the emerging markets. And in this case, I want to emphasize Latin America and the Caribbean.
Meanwhile, President of the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association, JHTA, Nicole Madden-Gregg, says new elements are to be showcased at the 2016 Jamaica Product Exchange JPEX Trade Expo. She says added focus will be placed on the creative industries.
We will spare no effort in promoting the development of our industry to ensure that Jamaica continues to maintain our competitive and comparative advantage.
A seminar component will also be added to the event, looking at topics such as marketing, security, refurbishing on a budget, and health issues affecting the tourism industry. Prime Minister Andrew Holness and Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett are slated to attend the opening ceremony and will provide details on the usages of tourism to drive economic growth. And the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is urging the public to provide feedback on the draft carrying capacity report for the Black River and its tributaries. The report defines the level and amount of usage on the Black River for sustainable livelihoods such as river tours and fishing. NEPA's public education manager, Dion Rose, says the participation of residents is important, especially in finalizing the policy regime going forward.
It is critical that we define clear uses and management regimes for the Black River. And it's also critical that stakeholders give their input. It will also guide the river rafting authority in its determination of licenses for river rafting.
The draft report may be viewed at NEPA's website or at the Sharon O'Connor Documentation Center at NEPA's Kingston offices at 11 Caledonia Avenue. Written reports should be submitted by Friday, April 15. These can be sent via email to protectedareas@nepa.gov.jm or to NEPA's mailing address, 10 Caledonia Avenue, Kingston 10. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.